Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show here on AM 720 WGN. We have a packed show for you. We have Tom Jenke in studio. We have Mr. Rich Dykstra in studio. We have Jill Van Riet and Mega Pros Joe. Also coming up on the show, we have our on-deck segment where Donna Sattler, Dean White, and Ray Kaplan will be calling in during the 11:30 segment, and the credit guru, Gary Novell, at 10:30. We start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. That's where they got that Picasso.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, your go-to show, your laid-back informational help show. Anything that's got to do with real estate, we are here to help you. And we are going to go around the horn to let everybody introduce themselves. Jill Van Riet, you haven't been in a long time since the pandemic. Got to get that microphone closer to you, Jill. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, David. How are you?
I'm great. You're going to be talking about a show listener.
Yes,
I know
I am.
Exactly who it is. Called into the show. You're going to be talking about that at 10:45. How you helped a show listener list their home, sell their home. And he called us this week because he sold his home and he bought another home. The home he bought is ready. And it all came together. It's perfect. So it's fantastic. Told him to get a line of credit against his current home in case he didn't sell it. So everything worked according to plan. That's what this show is all about, helping our listeners. If our listeners want to reach you during the show, how do they reach you, Joe?
They can reach me at 224-772-4086.
Tom Jenke.
One and only.
I was on with Mr. John Williams on Thursday.
Oh.
I want to talk about that coming up.
I was right before you.
And your ad ran right before me, and I made the comment. No, I was on with Bob Surratt. So I was on with Bob Surratt Thursday morning, and your ad ran, and I was waiting on hold to go on with Bob just to talk about what's going on in the industry and to promote the show. And your commercial came on the air, and I said, if you want to listen to somebody, a human being, that gets so excited about white shaker cabinets that are made in America. You have to tune in. You just heard 45 seconds of it in a 60-second spot.
I'm bringing it home.
You're bringing it home. Tom Jenkins, bring it home. And your store's open today?
It is. We are open from 9 to 5. And, David, where are we located?
5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center. It's not mall. It's center.
I know.
We had a listener correct us. And you know our listeners are very, very detail-orientated. And if you wanted to join the show, it's 312-981-7200. That is the Mega Pros call and text line, 312-981-7200. Oak Brook Shopping Center, not shopping mall.
That is correct.
So if our listeners want to head to your store today.
To see the white shaker cabinets.
What are the hours today and where are they located?
They can see us from 9 until 5 today. And starting Monday, we eliminate the COVID hours and we're back to normal hours of 9 to 6 Monday through Friday.
Fantastic.
And 9 to 5 on Saturday. So we're happy to bring the hours back. Not all the employees are happy.
Right.
They were used to getting out early. So now they got to stay a little later.
And you saw your online traffic shoot through the roof because a lot of your customers, a lot of our listeners, again, we're a little apprehensive about going into stores and whatever, and rightly so. You know, everybody's got their own tolerance of whatever they feel like doing. It's fine. But you saw your online traffic shoot up during this whole COVID-19, 12 weeks of lockdown that we had to deal with.
Well, one of the things, we have a very talented marketing gal, Kelly. She gives me a lot of statistical information where we have people counters for coming into the store, which also it will decipher whether it's an adult or a child. This camera is unbelievable. But then we also relate that to the transactions, to the value of the revenue coming in. Then we start looking at our analytics. Right now, our web traffic is up 74%.
Wow.
It is unbelievable. Our revenue at the beginning of COVID was down 65%. We're now back up and above. So,
all right, now all the radio salespeople are going to be calling you to increase your spend. You shouldn't have said that on live radio. I'm just letting you know. All right, and next to you is Rich Dykstra Sr. from Dykstra Home Services. You have a good story about some procedure that you were getting yesterday at a doctor's office.
Yeah, it was a shot in the lower back area.
Okay, in your tuchus?
Yeah. Okay. Just above it. And they're treating me with betadine and talking about, while they're doing that, talking about David Hochberg.
That's right.
I was wondering if there's a connection between the two.
And Rich, he texts me from the table. Right? He's like, I've got my rear end in the air, I got betadine going, and the nurse comes in and says, aren't you on that David Hochberg show? And he's like, does this happen a lot? I'm like, yeah, it happens all the time. I'm like, come on. It's a daily occurrence. People getting shots and asking us about our show. So you are crazy busy. Last week you called in with the On Deck segment that we just started where the guests that are coming on next week call in and do a little tease of what they're going to talk about. And a listener called in and you installed a new unit for them, air conditioning unit.
New system, yep. We went out, they had ice, they had an ice problem. The unit had a severe leak. It was a Freon 22 unit, not worth fixing, 20 years old. Ended up selling them a new system.
And that's what you talked about during your On Deck segment,
exactly.
That you had ice on your unit, and what you told them to do was turn the unit off.
Yep.
To thaw it out, and then they called you, and they had the same problem that you were talking about on the air.
You bet.
All right, we're dealing with a bunch of 13-year-olds in here. Everybody's trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
David? Nothing.
About
ice on their unit.
It's not a good thing.
If our listeners want to reach you and your team during the show, how do they reach you?
1-800-421-3220.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
You went out to our listener's house.
Following in your footsteps, you did the rust removal for that lady.
I cleaned the lady's rust in Glenview's backyard.
So on Wednesday, I went to Woodstock, which was very convenient, for Janet, and I cleaned her grout in her bathroom.
The lady, our listener that called in,
yeah, Janet.
That didn't have enough power to get her caulking
right. And what I thought I would do is go there under my wife Judy's advice with that Mr. Clean Magic Wipe.
Magic Eraser.
Magic Eraser. And we cleaned a section of her floor, and she was really happy. She had no idea who MegaPros was.
What other show in Chicago goes to the listeners' homes and performs services?
It's too much fun.
Like we do. Mike, you know, we failed and didn't have a roof.
No, Mike, actually, we're helping that lady too. So Mike, if you remember, he was on the roof. He located the leak that was in the brick molding
right
around the window. My brick guy got there the following day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I'm saying we failed this week because we didn't have him call in on somebody's roof this week. So
he's probably on a roof. Calling.
If you're a listener, 312-981-7200. All right, that music is, we got to hit the break. Ashley's alone. She's giving me that look like, I got a lot of things going on in here. Would you please go to the break? All right, we're going to hit the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to come back. Tom Jenke's going to be talking about his white U.S.-made, made in America, shaker cabinets after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show, your helpful radio show. We are here to help. That's what this show is all about. We are here to help our listeners navigate through any type of housing challenge that they have. We have experts in studio to answer all of your questions. And this portion of the show is sponsored by Amy Kite of the Kite team with Keller Williams, Mr. Floor, Permaseal Basement Solutions, and Ray Kaplan, the attorney, the law offices of Ray Kaplan. She does a great job. She's coming up at 11:30 to talk about student loans, and we'll be in next weekend. Let's go over to Tommy. Tommy, you've got, it says here, we got an email from Anastasia from Aurora.
From Aurora.
Mm-hmm. Show listener. Sent you an email during the week after hearing one of your ads, probably on WGN during the week, called you up asking about furniture-looking vanities. What exactly was Anastasia looking for? Because I've never heard furniture-looking vanities. What's that all about?
Pretty simple. Your traditional vanity has got a toe-kick area along the bottom, and a furniture vanity has got more of legs where it's open to the underside of it. They become a little bit more decorative than your standard conventional vanity. But one of the things that we told her about was that all furniture vanities are not the same. If you go into the big box stores, you're starting to see a huge selection of furniture-looking vanities.
Is that back now? Is that a style? Yeah, Jill's shaking her head.
Absolutely.
Really? Why would you want furniture in your bathroom?
Well, it's a look.
Okay.
And to be very honest with you, turn on that old thing called HGTV. That's where everybody's getting their information.
How do you clean under those?
Carefully.
Where do you keep the toilet paper?
Well,
is that where you keep it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you keep the toilet paper under the vanity?
No. Well, I mean, they have shelves that people will roll up towels and put that under. But you ask me how I do it. We have a furniture vanity in one of our bathrooms. How do we do it? I get this lady that comes in once a week that cleans.
That's not nice.
That's nice.
No, I mean,
I don't
clean it, so I wouldn't know.
He has a cleaning service that does that.
Exactly.
Right. That sounds better on the radio. Hmm. And we're trying to teach Tom Jenkins.
Oh, it's a clean
radio etiquette. Right. It's okay. Go ahead.
Politically correct. Anyway, so furniture vanities. If you go into a lot of the big box stores, as I say, you're going to see a lot of furniture vanities. Take a look at what you're buying. If you can, if you can pop the top off a little bit, look down. They're made very, very inexpensively.
But you pop the top, what are you looking for? The particle board?
Particle board on
sidewalls.
Thickness
of the wood? I mean,
yes.
What makes it crap and what makes it good?
A lot of it has to do with the way that the construction of the sidewalls. The other thing, too, is look at the drawers. Every furniture vanity that we have has got that full extension soft close drawer. That's a huge part. The doors on the vanities do the same thing. It's that structure. I don't want to get too technical about it, but the KCMA, which is our cabinet association, manufacturer association, they do a compaction test. For a cabinet to be listed, it has to meet 250 pounds. And I will tell you that the furniture vanities that you find in most of the big box stores barely make 250. Ours that we carry in our store have a lot more substance to them and can probably handle 400 to 500. We're not advocating people jumping on their vanities.
Or two Hochbergs.
So
I'll throw that out there,
but
Joe.
there's like everything that that we have in our store, it's a different story than what you see into the big box stores. It might look similar, but its construction is completely different. So we sell a higher grade, cabinet. And furniture vanities are hot. We sell an enormous amount.
I've never heard of those.
And blue. A blue vanity is one of the hottest colors. I don't know, Joe, if you're seeing that out there. But
no. Blue. I would recommend don't buy a furniture vanity because you can't clean under.
Well,
that's what I would recommend.
You know what? You ever see the commercials with the Swiffers? Well, I'm not giving them a plug, but you get a long handle with a Swiffer, go underneath it. It's a piece of cake. It's so much nicer looking than a conventional vanity. As I say, we hooked up with a new company when I saw them at the Kitchen and Bath in Vegas earlier this year. We are selling an enormous amount of these vanities, and some of them now have the farm sink in the vanity. Oh, it's absolutely right when you come into our store, you see that one. It's a farm sink blue vanity with a white Carrara marble top.
Yeah, that's
absolutely gorgeous.
You did a blue countertop, that cobalt blue countertop.
Yeah. And the other thing is in that, just going to the blue and the furniture, people are going to this brush gold is back. Brush gold is back in a big way. Brush gold and matte black.
Really?
Are two of the hottest finishes now in hardware. But couple that with a furniture-looking vanity, blue vanity, white Carrera top, and a farm sink, knock your socks
off. And everything you just mentioned you have in stock.
I have everything in stock. And our stock can be replenished very quickly.
Right.
And we have, on some of the products that we have, we've also got exclusives on there just because of the volume that we do.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We have a longtime listener, good friend, Big Harry Johnson calling in. How are you, Harry?
Good, David. Down here in my bunker.
He's down.
Home out.
That's right. For everybody that doesn't know, That is his name. You go by the name of Big Harry Johnson, correct, Harry?
Yes, sir.
And Harry has been
proud of it.
And he damn well should be. You got a name like that, you should wear it on your sleeve. So, So he called about a couple of years ago when we were across the river. He lives in a bunker in southern Illinois. And we just got done refinancing Harry and saved him a ton of money. And we're in the process of refinancing him again. And
refinance bunkers?
Yes.
Very good.
Right? It's a concrete home. And listen, if there's comparables in the area, we'll refinance anything. So you have a question. Harry lost his son. If everybody remembers, a couple of months back, I did a tribute to Harry's son who lost his battle with
cystic fibrosis.
And you have a question regarding the sale of your daughter-in-law's house, your son's home. And what's your question, buddy?
Okay, well, it's kind of a compound question. For Gary Novell, I've listened to you guys for years, and I know if I get her credit cards paid down under 50 that her score will go up. So I'm trying to get her score up over 750 if I can get it there. Okay, she does have she's got three cards, and we're going to get them paid off under half. But she has a student loan, and the COVID thing, they stopped her making payments on it. But it's like $1,000 more than what it was taken out for. Should I get that under the original amount for Gary? And then for you, David, is there anything besides us getting her score up and then having to redo the finance of the mortgage, is there anything else we can do to possibly help her get that mortgage way down so that she can keep the house?
Well, the only thing you could do to help her keep the house is enhance her credit as high as possible to get her credit score over 740. Because once you get it over 740, she qualifies for the lowest rates. One thing that you should do, and Gary's coming up at the after the break, and he will verify this, and you could ask him, we'll put you on hold, and have you ask your question to him directly, is have your daughter-in-law call the credit card companies that she has credit cards with right now and ask them to double the limits on them so she gets more availability on the credit cards that she does have. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know if we wanted to double it or just ask them to increase, especially if we pay them down under 50.
Yeah, you pay them down. Hang on one second. I got to hit a break here, and we'll put you on hold, pick you up.
Here's
what I want you to do. If you pay them down first, her credit profile will look stronger. Then you go in and ask them to triple it. And then when they say we can only double it, then take the double, and then you're that much further ahead. Okay, but hang tight here. I'm going to pick you up on the other side of the break with Gary Novell. We got Sally, we got Stacy, we got Nancy, we got phone calls coming out of our eyeballs. That's what we do here. We help our listeners. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That is the Mega Pros call and text line. I am David Hochberg, your host, and we're going to hit a break. 312-981-7200. Be right back after these messages.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312, are their products, RTOM's products, FSC certified? If you could let us know what FSC certified is, we will FSC certified. We don't know what that stands for. So
It has to deal with sustainability and the forestry.
Okay. Well, let's just make sure. So 312, let us know exactly what FSC certified is so we can answer your question. Realtor up north said, agrees with you, Tommy, up here in the northern suburbs. I totally agree with your guest. Furniture vanities are big bonus to buyers, and they do look pretty. So there you go.
They do.
There you go. What is the current rate of a 30-year fixed loan score in the 800s? It's in the mid to low threes. We have Janet on the phone, who Joe was in your house cleaning your tile, Janet, correct?
Yes. He came out to the house. We were so surprised. And it was so great to be able to meet him, too. And he got it clean. I didn't know what he was going to use. He used Mr. Clean. What were they?
Janet, those were magic
erasers.
Magic erasers.
That was Judy's suggestion, Dave.
Oh, Judy's a genius. Judy is Joe's wife. Do you have any other cleaning products you want Joe to stop by? You live real close to his house.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, he lives right here in Woodstock, too.
Right. You need you need toilets done, some shower
he's
cleaning.
He's got a toothbrush. Toilet and a toothbrush.
I need lots of things done.
All right, Janet. These guys are coming with me next time.
Okay.
All right, Janet.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
It was
really
a pleasure meeting you. It really was. Great meeting you and your husband.
So there's Janet.
It was nice meeting you.
Well, thank you for listening. And Janet is proof. Can you get Janet's address for us, please? Janet is proof that we do come out to the homes. When you call and you have a challenge, we will come to try to solve that challenge.
If it's convenient in our neighborhood and you're nice.
No.
You got to be nice, though.
Everybody right? that listens to the show is nice. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
We'll
and if you have any cleaning jobs for Joe, he's looking for something to do, just give him a call. Just go to megapros.com and just send him a list and he'll come out next week. 312-981-7200. Gary, how are you?
Good morning, David. How are you this morning?
I'm great. We got Big Harry down in the bunker in southern Illinois. He has a question for you regarding his daughter-in-law. Harry just lost his son to cystic fibrosis, and we all are there for Harry. But he's got a question because now he's trying to help out his son, his daughter-in-law take over the house and get her credit scores higher. So Harry, what's your question for Gary?
Okay, Gary, I'm going to do everything that I've learned from you. I'm going to pay all her credit cards off to half, and then we're going to jack some credit to get some extra credit on it. But she's got a student loan that they deferred because of COVID, and it's actually more now than the original balance. Do I want to pay that under that, or will they not look at that, or what should I do there?
You could just leave that alone because that's an installment loan. The debt utilization factor that the scoring program looks at only applies to credit cards. So if the balance happens to be over what the original amount of the loan is, that's because it's just she's not making payments because it's being the payments are suspended and the interest is still accruing. So the balance is going to be higher than the credit limit, but it doesn't have any effect on the credit score.
Okay, very good. That makes me feel very well, then.
In increasing those limits on the credit cards, you know, she's got good credit. Make those payments. Call those companies up. Have them jack those limits up a little bit, and that'll make her percentage that she's using a little bit lower, and that'll help her with her credit scores as well, and that doesn't even cost a penny to do.
Harry, are your daughter-in-law's student loans private or federal?
I think they're federal. I went over her credit report, and it says it's in the Department of Education, so I believe that would be with the government.
All right. Has she ever consolidated her student loans before?
Yeah, she did them all. It's all consolidated into one right now.
All right. And what does she do for a living?
She's a teacher.
Okay.
She works at a daycare center, but she teaches the little kids.
All right. Is she on the 10-year forgiveness program that the federal government offers or no?
Well, I'll have to find that out.
All right.
Think she's probably listening, so you tell her everything she needs to know.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell her exactly what to do. She's to call Ray Kaplan, who is our guru with student loans. And Ray Kaplan's coming on at 11:30 because she's going to be on next weekend. And I'm stalling because I'm trying to find Ray Kaplan's phone number, which is here someplace. I've got it. But I'm going to have her call Ray Kaplan at 312-294-8989. 312-294-8989. If you are a school teacher or a first responder or work for the government or police, fire, army, work for the government, anything like that, there is a program, if you have federal loans, that's called student loan forgiveness that Ray knows all about, and she will help you qualify. But that's what we're going to do, Harry, down there in the bunker. We're going to help your daughter-in-law. And the only thing that you could do to help her get a lower payment is to help her enhance her credit scores. And then the only other way is to pay the loan down. Okay, I'll get her into the lowest rate possible available, like we do with all of our listeners. But it's going to be up to you. It's going to be the credit score. It's going to be the loan amount, and it's going to be the term of the loan. Are the three things that are going to be the factors for us to get her into the lowest rate possible? Okay.
Okay. As soon as she's visiting my daughter right now, and as soon as she gets home, Well, I'll get with her this week, next week, and we'll get them paid down, and then we'll wait a couple days, and then we'll have her call back and get the credit limits upped.
Yes.
And then we'll wait a month, and then we'll give you a call, or I'll have her, you know, she can decide what she wants to do then.
You got it. We'll start rolling, and we'll do everything we can to help you and your – you have a grandchild, right?
No, I do not.
Okay. So we will help you and your daughter-in-law take care of that house. Okay, my friend?
Yeah, one other quick question for the builder's outlet. Do you have bulk stone column wraps?
No, we do not.
I wanted to come see your store. I drove by it when Harry was up in Loyola. We drove by it every day. I kept looking over thinking, I need a reason to go in there.
You need to come in and see everything else except for the column wrap stuff. That I don't have, but I got everything else pretty much.
I know. I was listening to you about vanity, so it
there
sounds
you go.
Great. You guys are awesome. I listened to you guys for how many years now?
Well, hey, Harry, I want to buy some of those metal business cards from you.
Yeah, I'm working on it, Joe. This is Joe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, buddy. I found some really cheaper ones, and they're really thin and nice. And because of all this that happened just recently, I've been kind of behind on things.
I understand.
And David, guess what? We poured another 16 yards of concrete last Saturday.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of concrete.
I'll send you some pictures, man.
All right, buddy.
All right, you guys rock on.
We're
going to
come down and see him.
Yeah, we're going to
go there.
We're going to hang out. I got
40 acres of lake. We can have a barbecue.
Can we shoot guns out there?
Yeah.
I want to shoot guns out there.
I'm in.
All right, Harry.
Yeah, we can shoot your guns.
Guns, plural. All right, Harry, you have a great weekend, buddy. Hang tight, brother. 312-981-7200. We've got to get over to Gary's question before we hit the break here. Gary, Chuck from Ellsworth Park, listen to the show. Sent you an email about how he was thinking about buying an RV, okay, and wanted to know if there was anything he could do to prevent his credit from being shotgunned, which means a number of different credit companies blast out your credit. Like the RV company sends the information to a finance company, and then a number of finance companies jump in and 8 to 10 people shotgun your credit. That's what shotgunning credit means. Is there anything that Chuck in Melrose Park, who was looking for an RV, can do to protect himself?
Well, David, as we all know by now, that when you apply for any type of credit, they always start by pulling your credit report, which adds an inquiry to the report, and these actually hurt your credit scores. When someone pulls your credit, and car dealers are notorious for doing this, they can send it to multiple lenders trying to get you the loan, and I've seen cases where they've sent it to 10 or 15 different banks trying to get you that loan. Each one of those will add an inquiry to your credit report and slowly keep dropping your score every time one is added. This is what they call shotgunning your credit. I mean, they even invented a word for this. What I always advise people for years to do when shopping around is not to give your personal information to anyone until you find something that you're interested in. And then when you're sitting at the desk with the finance guy, as you supply him with that information, you specifically request they not send your credit to more than one lender. If you get denied from that lender, then you give them the okay to try the next lender on their list. Sometimes, you know, with below than excellent credit, they have to shop around to a few places before they can get you approved. But at least this way you know what's going on as far as the number of inquiries that will show up. As I always say, everything starts with your credit. And as we all know, inquiries do affect your credit scores, but they only affect the score for 90 days. And how many points you lose depends how many inquiries in that 90-day period. So the impact on your score is temporary. For any questions about this or on your credit, never hesitate to call me at 630-624-9557. If you're looking for the absolute, honest, correct answer to any of your credit questions, you need to grab your phone and call 630-624-9557. Stay safe, everyone. And for all you dads, have a good Father's Day.
Thanks, buddy. Best in the
have
business.
A good weekend.
Best in the business right there. Best in the business. 312-981-7200.
Yeah, but he doesn't clean grout.
I know.
Just for the record.
He doesn't clean grout or get rust off of people's decks like I
do.
Cement
that.
Decks. Because
right.
I am, you know, I told you, if this doesn't work out, the Saturday morning thing and the mortgage thing.
Rust remover, grout cleaner, you and me in a truck, buddy.
David Hochberg, Rust Remover Incorporated. Tommy.
Yes.
The 312 texted back. FSC stands for Forestry Stewardship Council.
Correct.
Do you are your products certified under that tag?
I believe our Shiloh cabinets are. I would have to check with some of our other cabinet. It's a question that, to be very honest with you, doesn't get asked very often.
What is it?
It deals with forestry and how...
Sustainability
and...
Just say, mine are.
Well, he's asking what it is.
I wonder what it is.
So what they do is, you know, for every tree they cut down, they plant another one.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, the good thing is, you know, new trees, you know, are better for the environment than old trees because...
It's kind of like people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that send all your text messages to Joe Hogle and emails. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Jill Van Riet, Realtor, out in the western suburbs. She handles everything west of I-59. I'm making a line here, like an airline, as if anybody could see that.
So that
west
would be of 59. Bartlett, right?
Bartlett, St. Charles, all that stuff out west. Galena.
Hampshire, Huntley,
Elburn,
Elgin, McHenry, Woodstock.
All of that.
All right,
we got to hit a break. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. We've got Stacy, we've got Nancy, and we're going to come back with Jill after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPro's call and text line. You could get all of our contact information at WGNDavid.com, along with podcasts of previous shows. We have Nancy, who's been waiting a long time. Nancy, you have a question for Tommy. How can we help you?
Desperately need a new vanity, but I don't know what to do.
Well, where do you live, Nancy?
Carroll Stream.
You're really not that far. Taking North Avenue, you can just come to our store probably in these days right now because there's a little bit less traffic. It probably won't take you more than about 25 minutes. Currently, we stock, I would say probably 200 to 300 vanities. So we've got lots of inventory, but, you know, come with your dimension. You know, if you're doing an exact replacement, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do.
All right.
So
identical vanity. Do I take a picture of it?
You know what?
That
absolutely helps, but then getting us a dimension.
A tape measure. You have a tape measure there, Nance?
I have a tape measure, yeah.
So do two things when you measure it. You measure the width of the cabinet and the depth of it, meaning from the front to the back. And then the other thing, too, is how old is the vanity that you have right now?
Like 50 years old.
Well, that's an ancient vanity.
It's an antique.
Well, what happened is back in, I can't necessarily say for 50 years ago, but a lot of the vanities back all the way through into the 80s, they had 30-inch high vanities, where today everything is comfort height. Toilets are comfort height. Vanities are comfort height. And what we mean by comfort height, it's the same height as a kitchen countertop. So make sure that if you've got a mirror, you might have to remove mirror. Yep. If you've got
a mirror in a medicine cabinet.
Right. So if you've got one affixed to the wall, you know, measure from the floor to the top of your vanity or to the underside of the mirror or medicine cabinet. Come in, take a look. I guarantee you will find something you will like.
Can you get there today, Nancy?
No. Uh-uh.
All right. What day can you get there? Tommy will meet you there. How about Monday?
Another question. Who would install that for me?
You know, I'm looking at a guy called Mega Pro Joe. Mega Pros.
We're here for you, Nancy.
They do a lot of kitchen installs with us,
and they'll clean your bathtub while you're there, Nancy. How's that?
And if you got grout
than when we arrived.
Yep. And if you got grout you need cleaning, Joe will come himself
with a tube.
What happens if I've already have the bathroom floor tile and I don't have extra tile? What if it's not identical? There's going to be a gap, right?
Tommy, maybe you want us to go out there first.
Yeah. You know, that probably be a good thing. If you wanted to call Mega Pros, have them come out and take a look. It would be the best thing to do. And that way, now you come to our store and you're informed about what you
can and
can't.
And I can give her a list to go to.
Absolutely.
Hey, Nancy, we're going to put you on hold so Joe could call you after the show, okay?
Sure.
You have hardwood floors?
Yes.
All right, we're going to send you some Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning product, best hardwood floor cleaning product on the planet, 312-981-7200. Stacy, you have a question about drawers and Tommy's drawers. I mean, drawers. And,
no, she's asking if Tommy has extra wide drawers. Yes. On.
You're asking about Tommy's drawers on his cabinet.
He's got to have them extra wide, Stacy.
You know how we go from kitchen cabinets to personal amenities.
What's going on there, Stacy?
So what, Stacy, what's your question about drawers?
I love the idea of your Prior Creek cabinets, and I went online and looked at them, but you don't have any of the double wide. I want to put my base cabinets as all drawers.
Yeah, we actually, there's lots of people do that, or they do a combination of, you know, several drawer cabinets, but then they'll also do full height doors on some of the base cabinets. So in that, if you go to our website, it will show you exactly all the cabinets that we carry from, you know, a 9-inch all the way to the 36-inch. It will also give you all the prices. But one of the very important things about this cabinet that is indifferent to many is this is a frameless cabinet. So to give you just a perspective of it, if you look at a 15-inch base cabinet, our cabinet drawer is about 2.25 inches wider than that of a framed cabinet. So your drawers are a lot bigger. Plus, we put the extra heavy-duty glides on this. So you have a very, very substantial piece. Plus, when you open the doors, you don't have that frame in the way. So you have actually a wider area to get pots, pans, or whatever. So highly suggest. And the biggest thing is it is made in America by Americans.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was one of the pluses. But the thing is, the drawers, what's your maximum width on your drawers?
Yeah, you didn't answer the latest question, but that was a great commercial.
We do yes, it was. Our biggest drawer base is a 30-inch drawer base.
So no 36. Stacy, you're looking for a 36, right?
I'm looking for, you know how you see it in the magazines, you pull it out and your pans and your bowls and everything is in there.
Yep, you could do a 30-inch. That is a huge drawer base. I will tell you that if you would like to get a 36-inch drawer base, we're placing our next order. We will have it in right around the 15th of...
So you can get it?
I can get it, yes.
You can. Right.
It's
okay. Just,
it's not a normal stocked item.
Answer the question.
All right, Stacey, hang on. Stocked item. Stacey, I'm going to get your information. I had to hit a break. I got that evil eye from Ashley. She's working alone today, and we're bombed in the producer's room.
Stacey, so. Tommy can get you.
No, I'm good. That answers it. If I can get it, I'm going to come in the showroom and look around.
It took him a long time
to
answer that question. We don't know why.
Come in and take a look and make sure that you come in prior to the 4th
I got
to
hit a break. Stacey, you got hardwood floors?
All right, bye.
You got hardwood floors? You got hardwood floors. We're going to send you hardwood floor cleaning product. Ashley, please get her information. 312-981-7200. It's like talking to my 16-year-old. Just answer the damn question, yes or no.
How come he can't answer? Made in America.
312-981-7200, Mega Bro Joe, call a text. And we're coming back this time after this break with Jill Van Riet talking about how she helped our listeners of the show sell their home and locate a new home. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We are back up and running on Facebook. If you want to watch us live, we have Erica working all the equipment where we had it all figured out right before the pandemic hit. Bam! Now it took us an hour before the show, forgot passwords, forgot how to hook things up, so we are back rolling. You can go to Team Hochberg, that's H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G, on Facebook, and check it out if you want to see us live on and how it all works on
What's
TV.
What's your password? Share your password.
I'm not going to share my password. Just sit there and look pretty. It's MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements. This portion of the show is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing, the law offices of Dave Schluter, Builder Supply Outlet, and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, along with Donna Sattler, Remax at Home, Lindemann Chimney, Allstate Insurance, our good buddy Jimmy Towns, and MegaPros Joe of MegaPros Home Improvements. We're going to go over to Joe Van Riet because we kind of had you in limbo there, Joe. We had Tommy, he's not answering questions about 36-inch cabinets that he does have. You just have to go in and talk to Tom, right? But
yes.
But standard is 30, but you can get our listeners 36 if they would like them. It's a special order.
It is a special order, yes.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And to the texter from 773, it's daughters-in-law, not daughter-in-laws. Love your advice. And everything else. We'll leave it
go
at that.
On. Wait, read the rest.
She
of
enjoys
text.
The show a lot, and I have these new things. I've got.
She
these,
wants us to be on longer.
I've got these.
She
trays.
Wants us to be longer.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. We're going to go to Jill Van Reet, Realtor. You helped listeners who called me to do a mortgage for a home that they were buying in a retirement community in your area that you handle, which is west of 59.
Yes.
And this was in the spring, right before the pandemic, when all the craziness happened in March. Walk us through how you helped Tom and his wife get their home ready to sell, and they found a new place that they were building, and it got done at the same time that you sold your place, so it was perfect timing. So walk us through how you helped Tom and his wife get their home ready for sale.
So Tom called me back in, I think it was early February, and they had heard me on the show talking to you about the importance of having a professional real estate consultation, which I highly recommend. If you're thinking about selling your home or know you're going to sell your home, take the time, 6 months or 3 months or 90 days or whatever, even any time in advance, and sit down with a real estate professional so you know what you're doing. Put your best foot forward when you're ready to go on the market. So that's what they did. Tom had heard me talking about the importance of that, and he called me back in, I want to say early February. It was right before everything went crazy. And at that point, he and his wife, they live in Johnsburg, which is out near McHenry. They lived in their home for about 32 years. They raised their kids there. They hadn't really kept up on the market because if you're not selling, you really don't need to. So they didn't have much of an idea of how much their house was worth, how the market was going. And they had some sense of an idea of what to do for their house in order to make it look marketable, but they didn't have a full overview of all the things that were important to do. So that's why I sat down with them back in February and we went through those things. Some of the things that I recommended were a pre-inspection on their house, which is something I do pretty often when I sit down with someone. If they haven't gone through their house with a professional, I will offer up my home inspector to come through and do that. So that was one of my recommendations, and that's a really great thing to do. I offer that usually complimentary to most of my clients because you don't know. You might have been taking great care of your appliances and you think your house is okay, but unless you're a certified qualified inspector, you might not be sure. So I have someone come in, go in the basement, go in the garage, go in the attic, go in the roof, and kind of check out their home beforehand and see what we're working with. I also recommended that they do some upgrades, like seamless flooring throughout. They lived in a smaller home. They had different flooring throughout the main level. You always kind of want to make it neutral. So those are some of the recommendations I gave them back in February. Then the pandemic hit, and they weren't really sure what they were in for, but like you mentioned, they have a new construction in a 55 and over community that they had put money on, and they just knew that it would be ready sometime end of the summer, this summer. And so we really needed to prepare the house and do it in a timely manner so that their new house would be closing at the same time as their current house.
And you hit it.
And that's what we did. So we reconvened when we were getting closer to going on the market, knowing we need at least a couple months, 2 to 3 months to, hit that deadline. And I met with them again. Their house looked great. They took all my recommendations. They did seamless flooring throughout. They had the pre-inspector come through. He uncovered a couple minor issues. They took care of those. And then we looked at pricing. So I don't know about you guys, but I watched a lot of The Last Dance over the break and the Michael Jordan documentary.
Yeah.
And it's very much like that. When you are going to put your house on the market, it's like going to the big game. And you're there to win. You're not there to waste time. You're not there to sit on the market for 90 days. Especially if you have a house that you're moving into, you don't want that stressful time period where you're waiting, you're hoping.
you're getting desperate.
Yeah, it's not fun for anyone. So you really want to make that your goal and objective is when you put your house in the market, you want to hit it. You want to dominate that local market. You want to be the Michael Jordan on your block and just crush the competition. You want to have the best price. That doesn't mean the lowest price. It means that it's priced correctly for their home. And it makes sense to the consumer. So you want to look at all those things and really be prepared. And that's what we did. So we went back to his house last week. We did the listing paperwork and signed on the dotted line. Went back to my office. We put the house on the market. And as soon as we hit the button to go live, before we even got showing instructions for my front desk to put up the lockbox and whatnot, we had 8 showings on the way. So amazing. Tom and Terry actually were in the middle making dinner. We didn't expect all that. They had to put the dinner in a crock pot, grab the dog, and hightail it out of there. But the moral of the story is they got 8 showings that night, 4 the next morning, full ask offer the very next morning, locked in, we're good to go, and they're going to be closing on both homes.
There's a lot of pent-up demand.
Yes.
In Johnsburg, could you do the same thing in Bartlett?
I can do that everywhere.
You're the best.
In Algonquin. She's helping a friend of mine. I got a great story that rivals your story. Kind of almost rivals. I wasn't.
Did anybody see your butt?
No, but I didn't get the Benadryl treatment. I had that when I had a vasectomy, and it was fantastic. 312-981-7200. Very refreshing. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call and text line. But similar story. I know you're coming up after the break, Mr. Dykstra. I know we always keep you last.
He's worried about being last.
I was getting treatment on Wednesday, and I called Jill, and I found out all the stuff. We'll talk about it later in the show when I was calling the Bob show. Very funny story. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Mr. Richard Dykstra from Dykstra Home Services after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we get over to Rich Dykstra Sr. from Dykstra Home Services, I want to put a shout-out to our sponsors. This portion of the show is sponsored by the Garage Door Group, the Credit Guru, JC Restoration. I talked to Corey yesterday, refinancing him and his wife out of their FHA loan that they took out in 2015 and saving them over $3,000 a year and giving them a full closing cost credit and dropping the PMI. So there's that. Next door and window, Justin Brantley, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, Jill Van Riet from Baird & Warner, Stephen A. Leahy, the real estate attorney, the real estate tax appeal attorney, David Schluter's a real estate attorney, and Dykstra Home Services Heating and Air Conditioning. So, Rich, Marcia from Midlothian, you called in during the On Deck segment, which is coming up after this break, where our hosts next in studio host next week will call in and do a quick 2-minute shot of what they're going to be talking about, kind of to prepare the audience as to what we're going to be doing next week. You were talking about freezing up air conditioning units, freezing, and Marcia was listening. Walk us through that conversation with Marcia, our listener, that now has a new Dykstra Home Services heating and air conditioning unit in her home.
A brand new Carrier in her backyard. She was out watering her flowers, actually, and looked over to her air conditioner. There was a block of ice on the back of the air conditioner.
And it was a hot day last week.
Very hot, yeah. And she walked over, looked inside of it. There was more ice, and she thought it was just working hard. So, but then her air conditioning stopped in her house. Everything was still running. She went downstairs. There was ice on the furnace. Yeah.
Inside the house.
Inside the house.
Wow.
So we went out there. She shut everything down. We went out there. It was a block, solid block of ice. So it had to thaw before we could even check it. Ended up, it was low on refrigerant. It was R22, the Freon. It's not worth fixing. It was 19, I think it was 19 or 20 years old.
Wow.
So
that's a good run for a unit, though.
Oh, yeah, very good run. Very good run. So we ended up replacing her furnace and her air conditioner because they're both the same age. And now it's humming along. She's real happy with that.
How common is that to have ice build up around an air conditioning unit in this? It's going to be 90 degrees today.
Right.
It was 90 degrees yesterday. You know, we're finally in the throes of summer here. We're going into July and August where we get the blast of the heat wave. Is this a common occurrence, especially for older units, 10 years and older, or 15 years and older?
It's actually common for new and old.
Really?
What happens, back to the air filters, stupid little air filter.
Yeah.
People don't change it. They don't think, well, it's air conditioning time. I have to change my furnace filter now. It's the same filter for both, the heating and air conditioning.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the filter's dirty. The airflow gets restricted. Not enough air going across that coil. Starts frosting over. You end up with a block of ice, and it just builds up till you have no air at all. So it's more of a common thing now.
Does that put stress on the unit and make it work harder? And will it eventually wear itself out, like sleep apnea does for humans?
Take out the compressor. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know.
Absolutely. That. Yeah. So you want to make sure. I mean, it's a stupid little thing, and I keep talking about it, but check that filter. You know, just check that filter and keep the unit outside clean. Hose it off.
Do you guys have videos at DykstraHomeServices.com on your website on how to check a filter? I know you say as stupid as it sounds, but do you have how to do filter checks?
We do not yet.
By Monday you will.
Monday we will.
Okay. Jen, Monday, yep. That's your daughter.
She's listening.
Listening. That's why I said Jen. So I think it's important because Roy did, we talked about it last show.
To check your sump valve. Your sump pump. Your sump, right?
Right.
Yeah.
How he said he pulled out the, he had a floater in it.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't even know he had videos. You know, we had Laura, his wife, call in and say, hey, Roy, we got videos on this. I think it's important, Tommy, I think it's important that you go by one of the other units and put a side-by-side comparison between your unit and the other unit. And then if you want me to come
he
in.
Did that in high school.
And his wide drawers,
right.
too.
Right, and his wide drawers. Because I'm tipping the scales right now at 288. I'll stand on the 250 unit and watch it collapse. You have to buy insurance and make sure my hospitalization's covered. And then I'll stand on yours, and it'll be like Hochberg proof, right? It'll be the Hochberg rating. And that number's coming down.
Ooh,
I know you're looking at me.
288, that's a compaction. And actually, with this new white shaker cabinet.
Here we go.
Made in the USA.
What did I do? I went out to the competition and I bought their cabinets and are sitting in our showroom next to one another.
But I think, can you do a video comparing what everybody should, what our listeners should be comparing and contrast? Okay, so that's good.
I see what you're saying.
I think these videos.
I had no idea where you were going.
No, I think the videos of Rich,
right.
of Senior going down and changing a filter. We talked about it. You've been on the show for 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you come out, we talk about filters.
I know. It's a silly thing.
And you yell
I'm
at
sorry.
Me. Right. He yells at me. He's like, enough with the filter.
Even though I'm last, I've got
to
say that.
Is the process always similar to change it?
Yeah. Okay. Exactly the same.
Is there, on filters, a serious question. I know I have the big wide filters,
right.
The big 4-inch.
Of course you do.
And they have a direction.
Right. Arrow goes to the furnace.
Right. Arrow goes to the furnace. A lot of people don't know that there is an arrow for directing.
We'll see it on the video.
Jen, daughter of Rich Sr., this needs to be taken care of. It's just like the gas tank indicator in your car. There's an arrow there. A lot of people don't know this. The arrow points to the side of your car where the gas, you know, where you fill the car. A lot of people don't realize that. Look in your car and you will see an arrow on the fuel indicator, and that is the side where you fill your car.
Yep.
Rich Dykstra, we will pump people to your website because our listeners still do not do this, and if they did, you wouldn't be selling. Maybe you shouldn't because you probably wouldn't be selling as many units because people wouldn't be having ice around their air conditioning unit. But I think this is valuable, and the show is here to help our listeners, and that's very, very important. Will you do that?
I will do that.
Okay,
well, actually, Jenny just sent me a note. Tell David hello, and I'm on the video.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
go. How quick we get things done around
Boom.
Here.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to Home Sweet Home. No, go to WGNDavid.com. That is the Home Sweet Home Chicago webpage on the WGN website. All the contact information of all of our experts are on that webpage, and you can get podcasts of previous shows. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. How backed up are you right now?
With service, we're about 2 days out.
2 days.
To install, we're about a week out.
A week out.
Now. Yeah.
And the financing offers, if our listeners
need... 6 months, zero interest.
Really?
Yeah, 6 months, zero interest.
Is there a certain credit score they have to hit, or does that go to a finance company?
Well, it goes to Wells Fargo.
Okay.
And then we have a leasing arm as well.
Okay, great.
Where we can lease it.
Really?
For credit challenge people, we can...
You could lease an air conditioning
lease
unit.
Furnace and air conditioner, yeah.
Under, do you know what the scores are? 620?
600.
600.
600.
Oh, that's credit challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could lease an air conditioning unit. All
yes,
right,
you can.
There you go. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What other challenges are you getting calls from our listeners? You know, ice on their units and what else?
Well, just a straight no cooling. No cooling.
It's not coming
not
out
cooling.
Cold.
It's not. The second floor isn't cooling like the first floor.
Yep.
That's an age-old issue. Mm. But now with ductless split air conditioners, we can take care of that second floor.
We did that. We put in, is that the two-zone thing?
Two-zone thing, right.
Two-zone or three-zone. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that has it makes a big difference because it
huge
makes your
difference.
House even.
And especially in the, not only in the summertime, but in the wintertime, the second floor actually gets heat.
Right.
And it's a lot more comfortable.
Exactly.
312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you and get a hold of you guys at Dykstra Home Services, how do they reach you?
Either DykstraHomeServices.com or 1-800-421-3220.
All right, I got a quick story before we hit the break. So I'm on the table getting physical therapy, okay, when I'm calling into Bob Surratt's show because we had it scheduled ahead of time and I forgot I had this physical therapy to try to move it. They couldn't move it. So I'm getting treatment, and the therapist has got her thumb into my calf because I've got problems with my calf, like basically down to the bone. And I'm real calm on the air, and here's what I'm thinking. I wanted to do a Sam Kinison, so I'm like biting my, I'm trying to stay focused because, as you guys know, I'm a professional. And I'm sitting there, and the therapist keeps going. Find out that she's selling her home, looking to buy an Algonquin. Boom, right when I get off with Bob, I send a text to Jill, take care of that. Send a text to Dave Schluter, take care of that. Got them set up. I get a bing while I'm doing all this from my dentist saying, I got an opening. We're going to put your Invisaligns in. So that's why I sound like I'm slurping after 12 weeks of pain. Mm-hmm. I look thinner because I got the Invisaligns in. Like,
oh, yeah.
I see it every day.
It looks great. So I can't talk. But so by 9 o'clock, I got physical therapy. I was on the Bob Surratt show. I got Jill a lead out in Algonquin. I got Dave Schluter a lead. I got a mortgage out of it. I found out that she's pregnant, so I need to find a new therapist. I didn't know she was pregnant. And I got my teeth done. All before 9 o'clock. I went home, took a nap.
Amazing.
I was exhausted. Plus, I worked out from 6 to 7.
Did you see the cape on his back?
I had a full day. And I am here for our listeners. I'm just letting you. You know, you're getting biodine shot, a benzodine. What you get? The red cooling gel, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with the On Deck after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We have a texter, 773, what does VAIRL mean? That is a Veteran Administration loan. It is an interest rate reduction loan. It's kind of like a streamlined process. I will say this, if you're a veteran and you have an interest rate, a VA loan, over 4%, you need to call a mortgage professional. And if you'd like to call us, it's 855-56-DAVID. 855-56-DAVID would love to help you. Those are one of the most rewarding loans out there. Dennis, you have a question for Dykstra about Indiana. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Thank you. I'm Denise, but that's good.
Denise.
Okay. That's okay. No problem. Hey, I've got three questions as I'm standing here in my garage. First question is, Mr. Dykstra, how long have you been in business, and do you come to Indiana?
This will be 94 years, and yes, we do.
Wow. Fantastic. That answers that question. Second question, I have a porch. It's the cement porch. I have an older home, 54 it was built. It needs some repairs. It's getting cracked. I had a repair not working. Is it more feasible, more economical to do wood, or just go back with cement?
Joe.
Four stairs, real small.
Unless, Rich, stoop. You want to handle that one.
Oh, no, it's Dykstra Concrete.
Yeah. Joe, you want to handle that?
Dykstra handled his. Now you got to handle yours.
No, I get it, Denise. Could you send me a picture? Only because I want to see what's wrong with the concrete now.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yes. All right. My third question, is my genie is going out on my garage. I don't want a genie. I've heard there's a lot of big problems with them.
Oh, if I had a genie, I wouldn't get rid of it.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you would. If it's 35 years.
That was a bad joke.
35 years.
It was a horrible joke.
I got it. So tell me, okay, it's like a 35-year-old. My father-in-law's repaired it. He's 94, incredible handy guy. But now I need a new one. What kind of recommendation would you guys have?
Tommy used to actually have a garage door company, didn't you, Tom?
I actually did, and actually it was about a week ago I replaced my opener, Liftmaster. They have
Liftmaster?
Liftmaster that they put in my house, it's called Q-something, but it has a camera in it. When somebody opens the door, the camera comes on and goes to my phone. I can sit there and close it from halfway around the world. Liftmaster's been around forever, and you know you look at most door professionals.
We do have a garage door guy.
They handle Liftmaster. I would highly recommend it.
The garage.
Okay, I don't want a lot of whistle and bells, though. You know what I'm saying? I want a basic. I don't want the camera. I don't need all that.
Hey, Denise, we have a garage door specialist by the name of Will Santiago.
He's cool.
Fantastic. Is there a link on him?
Yes. Well, I'm going to give you the phone number. Ready?
In the garage. I don't have that.
No problem.
But I will check your website or archive your program.
It's WGNDavid.com. And Will's number is, for everybody out there with garage challenges, 847-998-5555. 847-998-5555. Okay, Denise?
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate all your knowledge.
All right, we're going to send you some hardwood floor cleaning product from Mr. Floor. 312-981-7200. Out to 312-981-7200. We're going to go to Mary. You have a question about air filters for Rich Dykstra. He loves air filter questions.
Love air filters.
Rich?
Great. My question is, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
I'm a senior citizen. Over the years, whenever I call the repairman out to just clean and maintain the furnace or the air, they always tell me, don't use those Filtrate 3M filters. They block the air from the blower, and your motor will go out sooner. You should use the cheap ones, you know, that are like angel hair. And to me, I mean, I've got asthma. I don't think they trap anything in there.
Rich?
If you have asthma, you need an electronic air cleaner that catches all of your dust, dirt, and particles. Absolutely.
Where do you live, Mary?
Out in Kinley Park.
Oh, my God. That's
right
in there
around
back
the corner.
Here. Tell you what, Rich Senior will be at your house next week personally to inspect. And I want you to call in next week after Rich comes to your house this coming week, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You hang on, Mary. Rich, you're going to our house.
I'll
clear it with your wife. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Please pick up Mary. We're going to send her Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product. This portion of the show is sponsored by House 10, ComEd, Rose Pest Solution, Janelle Iacino, Fidelity National Title, Brett Newsom. His wife's about ready to give birth to their first child, by the way. Republic Bank and Peerless Fence. Our new sponsor, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Sally, how are you? You're back. Sally? Okay, hold on. I know, but Mary, Ashley's got Mary. Hang on, let me get Sally. So confusing. See, I make this answering phone look very difficult when it's very easy. 312-981-7200. Sally?
I'm right here.
You were on the roof with Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing last week. Was that you?
Yes, it was me.
You were on the roof?
It was an unbelievable service. Yes, I was. He was an unbelievable guy, very thorough. Really enjoyed and learned a lot from him. Thank you for sending him.
And what did we do? It wasn't the roof, right?
It was not the roof. However, I did have three other quotes of people coming in to look at my tuck pointing. And I'm really confused because everybody that came kind of gave me from like $1,400 to $18,000 quotes. And some people are telling me that I need a lentil. Some people are telling me that I need maybe one lentil. And another person is just saying you need another ceiling and, tuck pointing, partial tuck pointing. So my question is, how do I know? Because I was told that there is a way to know if you need a lentil. visually.
Joe?
So, Sally, I do know the gentleman that was out there from Crawford, right? So
yes.
We referred that guy. Here's
yes.
What he told us, though, Sally, is that your leak is very specific. You could just do that one section, which is not a lot of work.
Or okay.
You can do that big old price that he gave you for the whole job. If I were you, I can even help you break it up with him and just say,
okay.
Hey, we just want to address this right now. But if it's doing the whole thing, he can do that. Or if you just want to address that one spot.
Well, you know, I have a, you know, like we talked about it, I have a specific spot, you know, that has been a problem and it's been troublesome. And I really want to do it correctly and I want to do it one time. But when you have people that have been in business for a long time and they're giving you all these different prices all over the place,
it
kind of makes me wonder.
It is so confusing, Sally. I can sit with you and I can go through the quote. I trust this guy. And you have a beautiful building, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, so, Sally, Joe's going to call you after the show and hook you up, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, we're going to send you a hardwood floor.
Thank you, Lou. You're the best.
No, thank you. It's not Lou. That's MegaPros Joe.
I couldn't be further from Lou. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know.
Lou knows stuff that nobody knows. Like, he knows. And he knows what shelf the product is.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Please take Sally's information. We've got Ray Kaplan. We got Mike from Peerless Fence, and we've got all these questions coming in. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. This is the on-deck segment of our experts who are going to be on next week. Sorry for pushing it back. We're supposed to be at the bottom of the hour, but we got bombed with phone calls, and the listeners control the show. Ray Kaplan, how are you, my friend? You're going to be in studio next weekend.
Great, Dave. Yeah, I can't wait.
So we have a question here from a listener asking about federal student loans, apply for student loans in the forgiveness program under the borrower defense to repayment section of the statute. Can you quickly, in a minute or less, explain what that means and dive into it next week a little deeper?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we usually talk about different payment plans to get people into so that they can afford their monthly payments on their student loans very easily. But there's also a section of the law that allows you under a lot of circumstances to altogether get rid of the loans. For example, if you went to particular schools, DeVry and some other schools, Corinthian colleges, where if the school's engaged in some kind of fraudulent conduct, then we can apply to have the loans forgiven altogether. And for many people, this results in $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 of debt forgiveness. So it really makes a big difference. The key is knowing whether or not you're a candidate and how to apply to have it, to have the Department of Education actually forgive those loans.
Great. Can you do us a huge favor for our listeners next weekend when you come on, have a list of like 10 or 15 of those colleges? So it might not impact our listeners, but it might impact a friend, family, coworker, or neighbor of our listeners. Can you have that list ready to go next Saturday?
Absolutely. I've got it ready to go.
All right. And if our listeners want to reach you, the best in the business, to overcome their student loan challenges, how should they reach you?
So the best way is to call us at the office, 312-294-8989, and you can check out our website where we talk a lot about student loan issues at financialrelief.com.
All right, I'd give you a Mr. Floor Hubbard floor cleaning product, but you're already an expert on the show, so you'll have to buy one. Okay, take it easy, Ray.
No
we'll talk
problem.
To you later. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Our newest sponsor, an expert on the show, is Peerless Fence. I just bought a fence. Just learned that Jill bought a fence from them. So want to welcome Mike, my guy, who helped me and my wife purchase the right fence for our home. Mike, a lot of calls, and you're going to be talking about this a lot deeper and in a lot more detail. I just saw a story this morning that backyard pools are the hottest thing ever because of all the public pools are shut down, and that a pool guy used to get 5 or 10 calls a week or 14 calls a week. They're getting 20 to 30 calls a day on pools because they're all sold out. People, a buddy of mine had to go to Wisconsin to get a 15 by 15 foot pool because everything in Illinois was sold out What are the rules around fencing around pools in people's backyards, buddy?
Well, Dave, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And there's actually quite a few different rules and regulations that come along with fencing around pools. A lot of different municipalities and villages have a couple of slightly varying codes, but the basic rule of thumb is, you know, a pool fence needs to be at least 48 inches tall. We need pool latches that are set at least 54 inches above the fence, so that way any children can come and, like, they'll actually have to lift the latch upwards in order to be able to open the gate. Some of the other little rules and things would be the gates need to swing outwards, specifically outwards from away from the pool, so that way, you know, if a little child comes walking up to the pool and they go and try to push the gate, you know, the gate will lock and then they won't be able to push it in. If it's swinging inwards, and let's say the gate didn't get closed properly, what will happen is the kid will be able to push right through that gate, open it, and go right into the pool. Obviously, a huge safety concern.
So if our listeners want more information before you come on next week, this is the guy I just bought my fence from on our new house that we're building.
Definitely.
He's awesome. What's the phone number that our listeners should call you guys?
630-584-7710. That's our office. And that'd
one more
be the best
time,
way
Mike,
to get something set up.
Mike, you broke up there, buddy. One more time.
630-584-7710.
584-7710 with the 630 area code. And we'll
sir.
And we're gonna have you in studio next week, my friend.
Awesome. Looking forward to it, David.
All right, man. 312-981-7200. Yvonne, thanks for holding on so long. You got a quick question for Joe about crumbling steps.
I do. My patio door, the steps down to the patio are all crumbling, and I can't get anybody to fix it. I don't know if he can.
Joe?
Is it the sill that the door sets on?
No, the door does not sit on it. It sets in my family room.
All right, Yvonne.
And then you step down.
I'll tell you what.
Yvonne, if you could send a picture of it, I think I can figure something out for you.
And we have a concrete company by the name of Robert Andreas and
sure.
Sons. They are located in Cicero, 708-836-5735. But if you take a picture.
Hold on.
708, please.
Hold on. I'll repeat it for you. 708-863-5735. 863-5735. 708.
I lost it. 863.
Yep.
5735. I got that. Okay, and send a picture to who?
Send it to MegaPros Joe at MegaPros Home Improvement. Joe, what's your phone number? Very slowly. Go ahead. Come on.
847.
847.
652.
652.
46.
46.
63.
63.
That's my cell.
You got it, Yvonne?
I have it.
Okay.
By the way, I know I was with your mother in the nursing home, and I loved her.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
That was
thank
very
you.
Nice. And my mother passed away a year and a half ago. So you were at the Abington?
Yes.
Wow. I'll talk about bringing
her
right back home.
And we were great pals.
All right. Did I bring you a donut when I came to visit her on the weekends or no?
No.
Okay. I'll have to bring it. I brought
you
donuts.
Owe Yvonne a donut.
I would stop, get donuts, and bring them over to the nursing home before my mother passed away. All right, Yvonne.
All right, we'll take care of your stoop for you.
We will take care of your stoop. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Hubbard floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. And then we're going to go out to Joanne. You got a stinky house.
I don't have a stinky house, but I'd like to buy this house that's stinky. And this woman, she smoked in it for 25 years. And what are we going to do to
I've got a number. I got a company, JC Restoration.
Right. Yeah.
JC Restoration. They go in and get fire damage from house fires. They could get smoke stink out of a home.
They did this for us also.
Oh, maybe really?
A realtor called us, and that's what... And they did it.
It's a common
one
problem.
Day. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if they get it out, there is carpet in the house. Does the carpet have to be removed, or can they even get it out of that?
Jill?
Definitely the paint in the draperies, but carpet, I'm not sure. I would probably do it.
I'm going to give you a phone number, okay? Here's your phone number, Joanne. Ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say it real fast. 630-340-0349. 630-340-0349. That's Corey's number. And then the office number is 800 956-8844. They will help you. I guarantee it. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You are Bye. Awesome. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We can't take John and Kate, I promised to call you on the way out. Phone number, Jill, quick.
224-772-4086.
Mr. Janky.
708-343-3900.
Mr. Dykstra.
800-421-3220.
MegaPros Joe. 847-658-8989.
Sweet.
David Hochberg.
I missed my Perfect. Jingle. What happened to my jingle?
Do I have come a jingle? On. You I never don't have a jingle.
I need a jingle.
Oh, hang on. Repeat, short drop. 312. Where is your...
Raining men.
hold on. Where is it? It's here someplace. All right, if you want... That's Tom's jingle.
No.
Here's Tom's jingle. Okay, you happy?
That was
All right,
it.
Tom was jingle envy. All right, if you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID, go to 56david.com. Thanks to Erica, who worked the cameras. We got him up and running an hour in. This has been Home Sweet Home Chicago. You get podcasts at WGNDavid.com. And you guys have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next weekend to help you with all of your real estate needs. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.